Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Some early Glenn Miller to start with, way early for him, 1929, also for Hoagy Carmichael, who, with Scrappy Lambert, do some singing here, Brunswick Records. It's a pickup band pretty much designed by Tommy Dorsey, who doesn't play trombone here, but plays the trumpet. Miller doing arranging with the pianist Arthur Schutt of two classics is here. Jimmy Dorsey, Tommy's brother, playing clarinet and alto. Perry Botkin on banjo with the string bass work of Joe Tarto and Stan King on the drums. We'll hear a couple of them. Kansas City Kitty, Walter Donaldson hit of the time, and Rampart Street Blues by J. Russell Robinson. Thank you.
the Mississippi is a doggone deep and wide. Yes, the Mississippi is a doggone deep and wide. But if I can swim across the desert, well, I can hide. Way down on Rampart lives my mama Lulu. Down on Rampart lives my mama Lulu. She's the one sweet mama I can tell my troubles to.
Glenn Miller there, early playing his trombone and some nice solos, as well as Hoagy Carmichael getting a chance to sing with his friends Scrappy Lambert. Brunswick Records, 1929, the front office decided to call this pickup band the Cotton Pickers for idiot's reasons. I don't have no idea about that. But, you know, it was going on. Tommy Dorsey not playing the trombone, but playing the trumpet. Miller, trombone. Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto. Arthur Shutt, his hand with Miller in the arrangements, playing piano. Perry Botkin, banjo. Joe Tarto, great tuba player, as well as string bass here. And Stan King on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is Art Tatum.
Thank you.
from Los Angeles, 1944 Decca Records, Art Tatum, solo pianist. Lullaby of the Leaves, written by Bernice Pet Kerr in 1932. And Sweet Lorraine by Cliff Burwell. He wrote that in 1928. Art Tatum, 1940. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Washington Dental Service Foundation. Passionate about preventing dental disease. Good oral health means better overall health, which is good for families, businesses, and taxpayers. More information is available at oralhealthwatch.org.
One of the great pianists of the early part of this art was James P. Johnson, and he was not only a great piano player of note, but a great teacher, and his primary student was Thomas Fats Waller. And he was also a great accompanist. Accompanying is a completely different structure of things. It doesn't mean about you. It's not about you. It's about who you're accompanying. And very many lose sight of that. I think Duke Ellington said this. He said, great soloists are made, great accompanists are born. And James P. was one. 1927 for Columbia Records. He's accompanying Bessie Smith.
Then trouble taking place. poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. And they rolled me along. And it thundered the lightning and the wind began to blow. When it thundered the lightning and the wind began to blow, there's thousands of people ain't got no place to go.
Bessie Smith and James P. Johnson, 1927 for Columbia Records. Two compositions by Smith, Preaching the Blues and Backwater Blues. And I can imagine a lot of people identify with the situation that she's singing about in Backwater Blues. Bessie Smith and James P. Johnson. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
hundreds of companies that appreciate and value being a part of the public radio community through underwriting. Underwriting acts as a form of marketing that provides access to a large and influential audience. Info on becoming a KPLU underwriter is at kplu.org/underwriting.
Something from Bob Brookmeyer now, Val Frombonis, pianist, arranger, composer, teacher, all of that. It's a favorite of mine. It's sort of hidden in his repertoire. It's a record that he did in 1962 with Bossa Nova in mind, and this is by him. It's called Blues, Bossa Nova. The Bob Brookmeyer, his composition and his valve trombone, his band, Blues Bossa Nova, 1962 for Verve Records, Jimmy Rainey and Jim Hall, guitars, Gary McFarland on vibes, Willie Bobo, Latin drums, Gabasa by Carmen Costa, and Jose Palo on the tambourine. Bob Brookmeyer, 1962. I'd like to take a moment and thank all of you who have supported the program this year. This is the last program of The Art of Jazz for 2009. Next week will be already 2010. And thank the hundreds of you that have called and emailed me over this year with requests and just talking about how important the art has been to you and remembering things through the art, which is what music does for us, I think. So thank you very much. I'd like to chase It's the Talk of the Town. This was a composition done by Jerry Livingston in 1931. And three renditions. The first one came out on Jazz Tone Society Records, 1955. Mary Lee Williams on piano, Wendell Marshall string bass, O.C. Johnson drums.
Thank you.
by Lou Williams at the piano in 1955, and it's the talk of the town. With her, Wendell Marshall bass and O.C. Johnson on drums. The earliest recording I have of It's the Talk of the Town, 1933, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. And it gives you a chance to hear Coleman Hawkins' tenor playing at that time, with Henry Red Allen's work on trumpet. The arrangement is by Henderson. Here's Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1933 for Columbia. And it's the talk of the town. Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, 1933, and it's the talk of the town. Pretty much a feature for Coleman Hawkins on his tenor saxophone, an arrangement by Fletcher Henderson, Columbia Records. 12 years later, 1945, in Los Angeles, Coleman Hawkins recorded It's the Talk of the Town for his band. Hawkins was so much different from most musicians in the art at that time. He was interested in what the younger members of the so-called Club of Jazz were doing. What were the changes in the music that they were bringing about? And he joined them rather than to fight them, and hired them, Monk for one. Howard McGhee is in this band, young trumpet player. Sir Charles Thompson, young piano player. Alan Roos had been around for a while, but he's here to play the guitar. John Simmons, young bass player, and Denzel Best, getting started as one of our fine 1940s drummers. Here's Coleman Hawkins, his tenor, to compare with what it was like in 1933. This is what he sounded like in 1945. Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra, 1945 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records. It's the talk of the town. Howard McGhee trumpet, Hawk on tenor. Sir Charles Thompson at the piano, Alan Roos guitar, John Simmons bass, and Denzel Best on the drums. And nice to hear and compare his sound, Hawkins, from 1933 to 1945. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Almvig's Kitchen and Bath Home Center, announcing their end-of-year event. Almvig's carries nearly all major brands of appliances, including Viking, Wolf, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, GE, and more. This event lasts through New Year's Eve in Roosevelt Square above Whole Foods Market.
Now, I'd like to say something about Johnny Mercer, a lyricist and in a small way a composer, one of the great lyricists, the poet, the words that go with the songs. And this is a special year because he was born 100 years ago. And so on the final program of this year, I thought I'd do some things with him and about him. First up, his work with trumpet player and vocalist Wingy Minone for Capitol Records, 1944. We will hear them singing and carrying on. If you hear a group singing, it's the Pied Pipers. We will hear three, one from 44 and two from 1947.
Give the trombone man room to move his slide, and we'll sing and play round the countryside. Wasn't long ago I was in my teens, and we played that way down in New Orleans.
When the wagon starts, pull the tailgate down, watch the band parade all around this town. Give the trombone man room to move his slide, and we'll sing and play round the countryside. Wasn't long ago, boy, oh, the other day, that they played the same in Savannah, GA.
Selma, Atmore, Wetumpka, Montgomery, Jasper, and Mobile.
Hey, Gus, is that the bus to Tuscaloosa? Hey, Gus, is that the Tuscaloosa bus? Gonna flag that man down, get out of this town. Mister, take me where I used to be, to that you all chick who's waiting for me.
Yes, sir, it's a bus to Tuscaloosa, Tuscaloosa.
Yes, sir,
it's a Tuscaloosa bus.
Boy, I'm moving in style, I love every mile, and I just can't wait until I date that sweet Lollapalooza who needs the bus at Tuscaloosa. Gus, bus. What price buses you got on this line?
Boy, I got a $3 bus, a $4 bus, and a $5 bus.
What's the difference between them buses?
Well, the $5 bus, you get a detour.
Is the one you highly recommend?
Yes, sir. That's the bus to Tuscaloosa. Taint fur on the Tuscaloosa bus. Atlanta, GA is plenty okay, and I'm glad Fort Worth is on this earth, cause below that Mason B is the place for me.
Hey, look, that bus is a must for Tuscaloosa. Look out, it's a Tuscaloosa bus.
In style, I love every mile,
and I know just who you're gonna see.
That sweet Lollapalooza who meet that bus in Tuscaloosa.
One, two.
That sounds like Winston Minone whistling, and he sounds tired. Hey, Wingy, what you doing whistling down these railroad yards?
Boy, I see a boxcar down there, and I'm going to get in it and go home.
Wouldn't you rather join me in my observation?
You got one of those things?
Got more than you can count.
Let me ride your boxcar till my Pullman comes.
Man says he's got a Pullman car.
I'm tired of hitchhiking, wearing out all my thumbs. Make room for me with the rest of them railroad bums.
Oh, don't call them boys bums.
Yes, I'll ride in the style as long as I gets there.
Just as long as he gets there.
Now while I'm riding, I haven't got a care. Cause standing on this highway, Jack, you ain't nowhere. Thank you for your rough and ready ride.
Had a kind of ready ride.
Yes, I thank you for your mellow boxcar ride. Cause if I didn't get there, my gal would tear my hide.
I couldn't much blame her. Hey, Wing, you think we're on the right boxcar?
On the right boxcar?
Yeah.
Man, can't you figure out them initials on there?
What kind of initials?
Well, they got S&W, C&A,
yeah.
CCC, and St. L.
What kind is that?
Y and MV.
What yeah. kind? That couldn't be a real line.
Yazoo, Mississippi, and Valley.
Yeah? Don't you think it's going to get us there?
We're already down there, Jack.
Yeah,
we're in Baltimore.
Well, let's get off then.
You want to get off?
Sure. Baltimore MD.
That man will catch it.
Yeah, well, let's sneak in there.
What fun. Johnny Mercer, his voice, and Wingy Minone, his voice and his trumpet, for Capitol Records. The first, 1944, called The Tailgate Ramble, they wrote that. Tuscaloosa Bus, 1947, and also from 1947, Boxcar Blues. Johnny Mercer, this being his 100th year, he was born 100 years ago. And contributed beautifully to the poetic part of his art. Up next from 1950 in a moment. But first, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. from 1950, also for Capitol, and rightly so. Mercer was one of the founders of that great record company. Johnny Mercer and the Skylarks, and a band put together by drummer Ben Pollock, who's here. Dick Cathcart plays trumpet. Mo Schneider plays trombone. Matty Matlock, clarinet. Eddie Miller, tenor saxophone. They don't use a piano. The string bass is Walt Yoder. And as I said, the drummer is Ben Pollock. 1950, Johnny Mercer, the Skylarks, and the Ben Pollock Band.
Back when a nickel would buy one drink of respectable rye, piano players in the honky-tonks would have to work on the sly. One tune was known to a few, some steady habitués too. So the word of mouth spread around the South, solid entree new. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all. Four or five musicians in a small saloon, inventing a ragtime tune. They kind of made up their own brand, without a note on the stand. And they called it D-I-X-I-E hyphen L-A-N-D land.
Well, sir, you know it caught on. What's more, it was strictly bon ton. 'Cause like the winner at the starting game, the music got it gone on. Jazz moved from over the tracks into the society shacks. It was wonderful and deductible from the income tax. You better dig that jazz band ball, it's the ball of them all.
When the trumpet player took a monologue, people said, who got dog? And if you asked how come the yell, they turned around and said, well,
when the band plays J-A-double-C, it's a B-A-double-L.
It's the ball of them all. In a cozy corner we can flip our lid like Mommy and Daddy did.
I'm gonna dance you around that hall, Johnny Bunch, that ain't all. When the band plays J-A-Double-Z Jazz, hey boy, it's a B-A-Double-L ball.
Hey, pa, 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 she's shimmying on the beach again. Follow the crowds, follow the men. Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, pa, pa, pa. Sister's doing her shimmy dance. The rest of the girls ain't got a chance. The clams are even jumping and climbing through the sand. When they watch sister thumping, they think it's the promised land. Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, pa, pa, pa. She's shimmying on the beach again.
Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, pa, pa, pa. She's shimmying on the beach again. Follow the crowds, follow the men. Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, pa, pa, pa. Sister's doing her shimmy dance. The rest of the girls ain't got a chance.
The fish are all complaining. They're headed for the shore. Since sister started dancing, they don't want to be fish no more.
Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, pa, pa, pa. She's shimmying on the beach again.
Thank you. hey, Paul, Paul, Paul. She's shimmying on the beach again. Follow the crowd, follow the men. Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Paul, Paul, Paul. Sister's doing her shimmy dance. The rest of the girls ain't got a chance. An oyster told a codfish as they enjoyed the view, I've never seen such dancing. Just call me Oyster Stew. Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Jimmy and Peach again.
The Jellyfish's Union said we are now content.
Since we've seen Sister shaking, we know where Jelly went.
Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma.
Hey, Pa,
Pa, Pa.
She's shimmying on the beach again. Or 6 streets after 7. That's where the cats all used to meet. They tell me the passers-by were breezy. They took it slow and easy, downright artistic with their feet.
Their attitude was regal. Their shoes were worn spread eagle. They pick them up and let them drag. That's how come to see it was to love it.
Keen 13th Street rag.
Some rag.
If it's something you've never seen, go and get you a magazine like the metronome or the downbeat. Yes, sirree. Maybe on the police gazette there's a picture you ain't seen yet, or a photograph of that town. And let them drag. To see it was to love it. They made a dance out of it.
That Peachy King 13th Street rag, I mean. That King 13th Street rag.
Trombone moan, just listen to the saxophone. Gee, hear the clarinet and flute, cornet jazzing with a mute. Just makes me throw myself away when I hear him play that weeping melancholy strain. Ooh, but it's soothing to the brain. Just wanna get right up and dance. Don't care, I'll take most any chance.
No, no other blues get to choose but Royal Garden Blues.
Thank you. dance. Don't care, I'll take most any chance. No other blues I care to choose but Royal. It's the Royal Garden Blues.
In celebration of the fact that Johnny Mercer was born 100 years ago this year. That was a set of him, 1950 for Capitol Records. He's singing with the Skylarks and the Ben Pollock Band playing. The band was Dick Cathcart on trumpet, Moe Schneider playing the trombone, Matty Matlock clarinet, Eddie Miller's fine tenor saxophone. Didn't use the piano, Walt Yoder on string bass and Ben Pollock on the drums. At the Jazz Band Ball, She's Shimmying on the Beach Again, 13th Street Rag and Royal Garden Blues. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And we're going to get back to more of Johnny Mercer in the program. But first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Fisher family of companies, with thanks to their customers, staff, and suppliers for their support and hard work. Fisher extends their wishes for a safe holiday season and a healthy new year. Fisher Plumbing, the plumber people recommend.
Now to pianist Paul Smith. I first got acquainted with him in the Tommy Dorsey Band of the late 40s because he was the band pianist at that time, 47 to 49, in that area. This comes from 1957 in Los Angeles for Capitol Records. With him, Barney Kessel, guitar, Joe Mondragon, string bass, and Stan Levy on the drums.
Thank you.
The Paul Smith Quartet, 1957 for Capitol Records in Los Angeles. Barney Kessel, guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. Easy to Love, written by Cole Porter. I Didn't Know What Time It Was, written by Richard Rodgers, and an original by Smith, honoring pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. It's called Long Live Phineas. I'm going to get now to Phineas Newborn Jr. in 1956, but what Paul Smith did there in Long Live Phineas is he played in part what Phineas Newborn did with Daoud, a composition by Clifford Brown. And that's an honor thing among artists, to do a little something that you like that somebody else did. So what I want to do is to play just the introduction, a little bit of the Paul Smith, and then go to the Phineas Newborn Jr. So bear with me here as I poke some buttons. Let's see. All right, here's the beginning of Paul Smith's piece in honor of Phineas Newborn Jr., called Long Live Phineas. You have that. Now to Phineas Newborn and his band in 1956 for Atlantic Records. This is Daoud, a composition by trumpet player Clifford Brown, with Phineas Newborn's Calvin Newborn, his brother, playing guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. So comparing the introduction of Paul Smith, here is Phineas Newborn Jr. Thank you. Phineas Newborn Jr. playing the piano for you there, with Calvin Newborn on guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clark drums, 1956 for Atlantic Records, Daoud, written by Clifford Brown, Newport Blues, written by Phineas Newborn, and a blues by Charlie Parker, Barbados. Phineas Newborn Jr. I'd like to go to the Royal Roost in New York City, 1948, to hear Charlie Parker and the All-Stars do his blues. Barbados, and the announcer is Sid Torin.
And there you are, Scrabble the app. We had a call. We had a few calls this morning. A lot of people said, how about Charlie Parker? How about Dinah Washington? How about the Ravens? Those are the records that we held back this morning, because we knew we were going to take you down here to the Royal Roost. So, here's the one you asked for, Barbados.
Well, there seems to be a problem with that CD, but that was a little bit of Charlie Parker at the Royal Roost with his band, and the band, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Al Haig piano, Tommy Potter bass, Max Roach on drums, and the blues by Parker called Barbados, which is, or was, available by Savoy Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Tacoma Art Museum, presenting the movement of Impressionism, Europe, America, and the Northwest. Paintings, prints, and sculpture exploring the impact and influence of the Impressionist movement internationally and in the Northwest. Info at tacomaartmuseum.org.
All right, to continue now, little technical things like that do happen. It's a little bit of grit on the CD, I suppose. I'd like to go back to Johnny Mercer. I talked about him earlier and played some things that he participated in. 100 years ago he was born, and as a lyricist, how many compositions did he write the words to? I have no idea. But I brought some, I think, some of the great ones. To start off with, this one.
and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you.
The Days of Wine and Roses, Mercer wrote that. Amazing writing. And the music, Henry Mancini. Tony Bennett singing for you and Bill Evans at the piano in Berkeley, California, 1975 for Fantasy Records. And that won the Academy Award. Johnny Mercer, Henry Mancini. When was it? 1938. Harry Warren wrote this, and Mercer wrote the lyric. Lee Wiley is going to sing it for you. Comes from 1956, and the arrangement for her is by Ralph Burns.
Must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby. But baby, look at you now. You drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bows. You must have been a beautiful baby.
Lee Wiley, an arrangement for her by Ralph Burns, 1956 for RCA Victor Records. You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. And Johnny Mercer wrote the words, 1938, and Harry Warren the music, and Peanuts Hucko doing work on the clarinet, Nick Travis on trumpet, and Herbie Green trombone. Finally, in this nod to the 100th anniversary of birth of Johnny Mercer, here's Billie Holiday and Bobby Tucker.
Took a trip on the train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Moon shining down on some little town end, with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really got blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you, thought about you, thought about you.
Billie Holiday and Bobby Tucker for Clef Records, 1954. I Thought About You, written by Jimmy Van Heusen and the lyric by Johnny Mercer. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Fred Maxey's Ballard Auto Licensing, the local place to buy all new clear 4G wireless broadband service. Open Monday through Saturday until 6 p.m. at 2232 Northwest Market Street. Ballard Auto Licensing and Clear, the local answer for wireless.
I'd like to chase a composition by George and Ira Gershwin called Strike Up the Band, written 1930 for the musical of the same name. We'll hear three. Max Bennett, bass, leading his band, 1955, with trombonist Carl Fontana, Dave McKenna, piano, Bennett, bass, and Mel Lewis on the drums for Bethlehem Records. Then for Verve, Ella Fitzgerald, so we might hear Ira's lyric, arrangement by Nelson Riddle for her, 1959. And then Jerry Mulligan's Spoonerism on it, which he calls Bike Up The Strand.
Drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all, to the marshal swing, strike up the band. Done. There's a war to be won, to be won. Come, you son of a gun, take your stand. Fall in line, ye of bow. Come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Strike Up the Band, written by George and Ira Gershwin, 1930, and played for you here, and sung three different places. From 55, Max Bennett's bass and his band, with Carl Fontana, trombone, Dave McKenna, piano, Bennett bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. Then Nelson Riddle's arrangement for Ella Fitzgerald, 1959 in Los Angeles for Verve Records. And finally, Jerry Mulligan Quartet at the Storyville Club in Boston, 1956 for Pacific Jazz Records. And one that Mulligan calls Bike Up the Strand. And followed by his theme, his Get Off the Stage, a set break tune called Walkin' Shoes. Bob Brookmeyer, Val Trombone, Mulligan Baritone Saxophone, Bill Crow playing the bass, Dave Bailey, the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Two vocalists for you now, Sarah Vaughan, followed by Betty Carter.
Kilogo, alone on Kilogo. How empty it seems, with only my dreams. Strange cargo may come to Kilogo, but where is the face my heart won't erase? The is lonely, and it always will be till you're with me. And I know I'll stay in Killago, just watching the shore to find you once more. Killago, alone on Killago, how empty it seems with only my dreams. But where is the face my heart won't erase? The moon tide rolling in from the sea is lonely, and it all will be till you're with me. And I know I'll stay in Killago, just watching the shore to find you once more.
So hypnotized. meadow lark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I am moonlight in Vermont.
Sarah Vaughan to begin that set. 1962, excuse me. With Barney Kessel guitar and Joe Comfort on bass for Roulette Records, and Key Largo, written by Benny Carter and Carl Swiesdorf, with lyric by Leah Worth. And then for Epic Records, Betty Carter, 1955, with Ray Bryant, piano, Wendell Marshall, bass, and Joe Jones on drums, and Carl Swiesdorf and John Blackburn's Moonlight in Vermont. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
dozens of locally owned businesses who believe in the importance of public radio. You can access a list of locally owned businesses that support KPLU at our website, kplu.org. Just click on Business Partners, then Buy Local. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Thank you.
Art Hodes playing for you, a couple of them. Willie the Weeper, written by Marty Bloom, Walter Melrose, and Grant Rimal. And The Pearls by Jelly Roll Morton. Hodes did that for Sackville, the great Canadian record company in Toronto, 1983. I'd like to take you to Richmond, Indiana, 1923, to the Star Piano Company, so that we might hear Jelly Roll Morton's version of his own, The Pearls. Jelly Roll Morton in Richmond, Indiana at the Star Piano Company and recording for Jeanette Records, his composition, The Pearls. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
HopeLink. This year, the demand for services has surged, while resources to help the most vulnerable have dwindled. Each year, HopeLink serves thousands with food, home, and help. Information for those who need help and those who can help at 425-869-6000.
From Jelly Roll Morton to another great pianist, Earl Hines, who in France in 1974 for Classic Jazz Records, recorded with Bud Johnson playing soprano and tenor saxophones, Jim Leary on string bass, and Panama Francis on the drums. ¶¶
old man Leary sell some of these blues.
Lines, recorded in France, 1974. I have that on a classic jazz album. They call it Blues for Sale. Earl Hines piano, on soprano and tenor saxophones, Bud Johnson. Jim Leary string bass, and Panama Francis on the drums, and they call it Blues for Sale. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Nova School in Olympia, offering middle school education for highly capable children. Nova School knows the importance of keeping bright children engaged and challenged at a young age. Announcing the Founder Scholarship Program. Information at novaschool.org.
I'd like to stay with Earl Hines and go to Los Angeles, 1954. He plays the piano and the celeste and sings on this record. With him, Gene Red trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone, Jerome Richardson tenor and flute, Leroy Harris clarinet, alto, and baritone saxophones, Paul Binnings on string bass, and Henry Milo on drums. And on the first one, Crazy Rhythm, Gene Red, Dickie Wells, Jerome Richardson, and Leroy Harris do the singing for you.
Crazy rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way, you'll go your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat, you're too low down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you.
They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway,
soon the highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Listen to that crazy rhythm now.
Thank you.
a little brown bird, looking for a bluebird too. You know, little brown bird, get a little lonesome too. Been all over from east to the west in search of someone to feather my nest. Why don't I find the sun the same as you do? The answer must be that I am a hoodoo. I'm a little hobo, looking for a rainbow too. Building fairy castles just like only rich folks do. And that's true. Heart is sighing, for you I'm dying. A wise old owl said, keep on trying. I'm a little brown bird, looking for a bluebird too.
I never knew what love could do. Can't believe that you love me. Yep, do. Telling everyone you know, I'm on the money's place to go. Can't believe you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. Just can't believe you really love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe you're in love with me.
said and done, think that you're the lucky one. I can't believe you'd love me. I have patience for Bumpy, but just can't believe that you really love me. How you spell that L-O-V-E? But telling everyone you know, I'm on your mind, this place you go. I just can't believe you're loving me.
Earl Hines in Los Angeles for Nocturne Records, 1954, with Gene Red trumpet, Dickie Wells trombone, Jerome Richardson flute and tenor, Leroy Harris clarinet, alto, and baritone saxophone, Paul Binnings on string bass, and Hank Milo on drums. We heard Crazy Rhythm, If I Had You, a vocal by Hines of I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, Hollywood Hop, Humoresque, and another vocal by Hines, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.